My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Jane is in jail, and Davin needs to be wooed. Will this ruin Christmas? Listen and enjoy.
We're not each other's top priority right now.
You're the long con.
But I'm still important enough that she keeps checking back in.
And you're still the king.
Sure, I am the king.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I think I'm more of a prince than a king. Nevertheless, I need the warden of the jail to email me to see if we can work things out and gain your release.
Oh, no. So now she's going to have to add an extra character to her retinue, and she's going to have to be the warden.
Or somebody should be.
Yes.
Don't you think that was a good move?
Yeah, I do, because if you're going to be cutting a check, you want to know who you're dealing with.
Sure.
Might as well get them on the
phone.
Can't
just, you know, exactly. Yeah. October 14th, she writes.
Wow.
She writes, dear, they won't allow that here to email you. This is Nigeria.
What's that?
Yeah, and I'm supposed to know what that means.
Babe, please make this quick. I'm good to be here.
Please make this quick. It's been 3 days between emails. There's really no rush here.
No. October 16th, and then this is our last transmission. A week later, 2 days later, I go, honey, men need to talk.
Men are talking.
Wow.
Why don't you go make the men some coffee? Yeah. Love it.
That's going to get you a punch in the nose.
Not from her.
No.
I'm her
no,
king.
No.
Honey, men need to talk. Surely the man in charge of the jail knows this. Have him contact me. And don't worry your pretty little head.
Oh, that.
Wow.
Sure he knows, because he's misogynistic, too.
Sure. Yeah. That's what I'm banking on, because this is Nigeria.
Yeah. Right. He'll get that.
We've never met misogynistic fake Davin before.
No.
We've met pornographer fake Davin.
Yes.
And
yes.
This fake Davin has mental illnesses. And
and we've met alcoholic and shooting out the television fake
sure.
Davin before.
Yeah.
But
this is another side, though, we've never
yes.
seen. It concerns us.
It's misogynistic fake Davin.
It's chauvinistic fake Davin. You don't hate women. You just don't respect them. No.
Well, I might hate her.
You might hate. Well, I think that you should. But she's trying to scam you out of money. But I
no, I'm her king.
Of course,
a
you
little
are.
Respect.
Sorry, yeah. Your Highness.
Thank you, Joseph. Finally, the respect I'm accustomed to.
Yes, my liege.
Little less talk, a little more action. What? I never heard that before.
He's got a clean bra. He's showing respect. He's everything I'm looking for.
It's almost raise time.
Oh no!
Reviews are up.
I mean, sure, he doesn't show up here on time, but he shows up. All right, so we'll see where this takes us. November 7th, I heard from her. Okay, I will talk to him. He will message you as soon as he agrees to my request.
Oh, wait a minute. So first he has to agree, and then he'll message you, but she isn't sure.
No, she's covering all her bases.
Okay.
On November 8th, I wrote, you disappear for months at a time. I'm thinking I may be your side piece.
He's getting plenty of action in jail.
Well, you know what? Maybe fake Davin is not getting the love that he is accustomed to.
He needs more attention.
For this to work properly.
Yes.
Yes. November 11th. All right, we're getting
okay,
a little
that was much
flow.
Sooner.
Never. You're the only one I have in my life. I told you, the situations I'm in here, the warder, sometimes don't release my phone for me. Maybe you should throw it. So she's saying that. Now remember, this has been going on for over a year, I think. This is all because some unpaid tuition for school, for zoology school.
Well, of
right.
course, because that's what they do.
And she's an American citizen from California.
Of course.
So I guess we can't get any authorities involved in this. I blame the Trump administration for this, you know, because he's let the State Department go to hell. That's why my poor Jane is sitting there in a Nigerian prison, Joe. I think you know whose fault this is. So on November 13th, I write. You said he allows you to use his phone.
Oh, did she?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that.
On November 24th, she wrote, but sometimes he won't be around. You know that, do I? November 27th, I wrote, I'm going to need a bigger commitment from you before I proceed in getting you out of the situation you created for yourself. Right now, I feel no attachment to you.
That's rather harsh.
Is it?
How are you supposed to lure her back in and to let her lure you back in?
I need her... I need to take up more of her time for this to work properly.
Yeah.
So I'm putting the flag on. Listen, why would I send you money? I don't feel anything here.
Yeah.
This has been going on for too long.
Right.
I mean, it's been a long time since I even had the realies.
Yeah.
Well, you, so you don't, you don't, you think I was too harsh?
Well, if she responds, I won't.
What?
If she responds, I won't.
Joe?
I think she will respond because she doesn't want to let you go.
Nor should. Well, but she's not. But apparently, she's not worried about it. She checks in once every like month.
Yeah, she's not good at this.
No, or well, she's probably got other pieces going.
Well,
on.
She likes jail.
She might like jail.
Maybe she does.
December 23rd, 2017. She goes, I understand you. I just need time to spend with you, but the waters won't allow me.
You know,
waters.
Spend less time in the tub, would you? Get to the computer.
The river doesn't like you.
I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah.
The river doesn't like you. And then this is the final comment. I write to her on December 24th, 2017. Well, unless the Warders want to have a new roommate, they better give you the time.
Wow.
Playing hardball, are you?
I think I have to at this point.
Mm. So you're offering to throw yourself in jail so that to be her roommate?
No.
Well... Yeah, you kind of did.
No, I meant her. I meant like she's going to live there forever.
Oh, well, she's already their roommate, so it sounds like you're offering to move in.
Well, I'm saying she's pretty much moved in. And like, they're never going to get the money unless she can talk to me. I need to be wooed.
Yes, you do. I mean, yes.
Yes. I need a good wooing.
Okay. So you say the last entry for tonight or the last entry ever?
No, I'm sure we'll hear from her again.
Oh, okay. This is, but you're saying this is the last one that you've gotten so far?
This is it. December 24th, Christmas Eve.
Wow.
As luck would have it.
Wow.
It's a very scammer Christmas.
It always is. You know, as we've talked about, you know, at Christmas time is when they try to, you know, get their last bit of money in so they can pay for gifts for their real loved ones.
I think that this scammer is an underachiever. She really doesn't try hard enough for your dough.
Or maybe she's figured out she's not going to get it.
And so why does she bother answer at
all? I don't know. I'm not
Yeah.
I'm not that captivating in this incarnation. I mean, I certainly have my intrigue. I'm fun.
Yeah.
But, and maddening, but there's not that much invested.
No, she's really not as in. She's just not that into you.
She's just not that into me. But that's why I'm willing to cut her loose. Because
yeah.
I'm not really that into her.
Yeah, there's others.
Maybe she just writes you to see how you're doing.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? How you been? I'm in jail. Could use some money.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.